This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. There's no word yet on what caused a loss of communications with Piedmont Airlines Flight 4352 as it neared Reagan National Airport in Washington on a flight from Hilton Head, South Carolina, Saturday afternoon. But the U.S. Capitol was evacuated for a half hour, and NORAD scrambled fighters from Andrews Air Force Base. A mid-air collision claimed the lives of two people on board a Cessna 172 that clipped the skids of a Eurocopter EC-135 Friday afternoon. The Skyhawk lost part of its left wing. The medical transport helicopter was banged up but landed safely. The case of a helicopter that went down December 8th during what's officially called a low-level agricultural sustainment flight has resulted in an NTSB factual report which reveals the pilot to have been sleep-deprived. He survived serious injuries. The FAA is proposing to expand three restricted airspace areas around Central Florida, both laterally and vertically. The U.S. Navy says higher performance aircraft and advanced weapon systems and tactics need more training space. The NTSB is not happy with American Airlines for intercepting the cockpit voice and data recorders from an incident aircraft and downloading data before they got to investigators in Washington. China Eastern Airlines has told the Hong Kong Stock Exchange it plans to buy 50 Airbus aircraft of various types to be delivered over the next 4 years. Total value at list prices would be $3.22 billion. And the Washington Post reports 16 commercial airports in the U.S. have now opted out of using TSA employees for security screenings. You'll still be scanned and groped. It'll just be by private contractors. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us why we should resolve to become amateur NTSB investigators in 2011. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.